Hello everybody and welcome to another episode of Sweet Bus. I'm driving, guys, so I don't know how good this quality will be, but I had some interesting thing I had to share with you. Hey guys, Dan Chodimkov here, and you're listening to Sweet Bus, scaling a digital B2B business. For all the entrepreneurs, business owners and CEOs, this is your moment to radiate positive energy. Because if I can do it, so can you. In this podcast, I'm sharing my thoughts, opinions, and everyday experience in the business world. But I'm letting you glance into my personal life too. So stay tuned, because this episode may be the epiphany that you're looking for. I was just having one of my consultancies with the client from the UK, actually. And we got to a stage where it kind of got awkward, but I had to put some clarity into my thoughts, and I said it's a perfect time to record an episode. So the client, what we're trying to do is to niche them out and their data analytics service into the mobile operators, MVNO, mobile virtual network operators. And the last 4 or 5 hours that we spent over the course of a month is how they can create a unique product that's going to target the MVNO, and what kind of positioning are they going to put, and then how they're going to cover it with marketing to communicate. And in the summarized version is that any company should have a lot of content. And by a lot of content, I'm not just saying randomly write stuff, post on social media, etc. I was like, No. For starters, I expect that you have at least two types of content. And he was like, okay, what do you mean? And I'm like, first, how people are gonna become aware that you exist? He's like, awareness raising content. And he was like, well, how? And it was quite obvious. I mean, well, you need to tap on the social media, becoming a thought leader, becoming an influencer, becoming a celebrity even, is the only way how you can be heard by many people. And by many, I don't say you need million followers, but you need the right followers. You need to talk the right language to your target audience. So if you want to target the mobile operating industry, mobile network operators industry, well, you need to start talking about data and benefits and how mobile operators can benefit from certain things. So that's speaking their language. And in my head is that even if you have the best solution, like the best product or the best service, if nobody knows about it, well, how can you be successful? How can people buy from you? No, how first they can realize that you exist? So we even did another consultancy where they didn't even have a website, but you need awareness raising content. This is what we do. This is how we do it. This is how we can help. And then start spreading that word, whether it's going to be LinkedIn, Facebook, Reels, videos, whatever. But my primary goal of the content is to get as many eyes as possible, as many as possible eyes from the right target audience, because otherwise you don't want non-relevant target audience. And you can do that by choosing the topics that you're going to write about. Because if you write about the needs of data into mobile operators, I'm definitely not reading that. But that's good, because I'm not the target audience. So by deciding on what to write and how gives you step one, getting as many relevant eyes on you. Like, who is this Dancho? Why he exists? What do they do? Let me connect. Let me start following. Let me start getting some value. So the first type of content that I asked was that they need to start creating content for awareness raising purposes. If you want to position yourself as a consultant, as an expert in the field, as a thought leader, unfortunately, guys, it's 21st century. You must have a digital footprint, something that people can follow, something people that can get closer to you. And I was like, so, but that's the one content. The other content is sales content. It's like, okay, you convinced me. I found you on social media or on your website or whatever. Why should I buy from you? And that's a really different content to the previous one, because on the first one, you try to educate, you try to promote, you try to raise eyes toward you. Well, with the second type of content is actually proving that you know what you're doing. And by that, I'm thinking like, you know, social proof. It can be testimonials, it can be case studies, it can be I don't know what else, but things that it can show me, references maybe, it can be something that show me that you already know what you're doing. And somehow people are failing to start creating that content. They're too much focused on just awareness raising, and kind of forgetting about the sales content that you need. And interestingly for me, is like, even now, when I'm looking for a supplier, I don't care if they have 1 million followers or 2 million, because what does that have to do with me? How can that guarantee that they can help me? Awkward, right? But on the other hand, if they've already worked with agencies, and if they already have several testimonials, or they even have a case study, it's like, this is the companies that we worked with, this is the problem that they're facing, especially if it's the same like mine, this is how we solved it, and this is the result that we managed to achieve, well, guess what? That's relevant for me. And if a company can show me multiple case studies that of companies similar to mine, I'm like, now I can trust them. Now I believe that they know what they're doing, because they've already done it to several other agencies that are similar to me, and I just want the same result. So can you please repeat the same with me? So that's the kind of content that I use it in sales, and every company should have it, because they're the focuses. Why should I trust you compared to your competitors? And honestly, it's a hard sell. I mean, there are so many fake things online that it's hard to know who to believe. But that's the point. If you start creating case studies, testimonials, references, that's the way how you can actually get more clients. So as a company, because the client was actually a consultant, I said, well, these are the two types of content that you need. One, I mean, if you consider about, one more point I wanted to make before I summarize, is that if you have a lot of case studies, if you have a lot of social proof, but you don't have any awareness raising content, that means that, well, nobody will come to see them. So then again, it's in vain. So that's why you need both. You do need awareness raising content where you're going to attract as many targeted people as possible toward you. And then you need the sales content where to those people that are here to listen to you, you can show exactly that it's not your first time, that you've done it plenty of times, and the type of result that they can expect by working with you. Easy, right? Just two simple contents. Type of contents, and there you go, you have your clients. I'm joking, there's so many things other than that, but for me, I really wanted to double down on this, because sometimes people are more focused, like, yeah, we're gonna put ads, and I'm like, okay, you're gonna attract a lot of eyes, but why you? I mean, yes, I've seen a lot of lead generation agencies, but have you done any work in my industry? Do you have the experience? How can I trust you? Those are the things that you also need to address in your content. That's all I had for today, guys. I really hope you find that useful, and we stay in touch, because it's raining, I'm trying to drive and I'm trying to talk, and it was a bit harder than I expect. It's just because of the rain. I'm joking. Do have a great day, and we stay in touch. Thanks for tuning in, guys. If you enjoyed the episode, then do subscribe. Oh, and you can tell a friend too. Don't miss out on the previous or the upcoming episodes on podcast.bizbsolution.com. If you have a question or just really want to say hi, feel free to do so on my social media profiles. Connect with me or DM me on LinkedIn or Facebook. Did you know that my book, Sweet Leads, is an Amazon bestseller? Well, grab your Kindle or printed copy on Amazon.